This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. UFC, or Ultimate Fighting Championship, is known for its high kicks and punches that take place in a walled octagon so fighters can't tumble out. WWE, or World Wrestling Entertainment, is known for its body slams and costume matches that take place in a square ring. Wrestlers tumble out quite often. The difference is that UFC fights are not scripted, while WWE is more of like a storyline entertainment. And now these two brands are merging. They announced they are forming a new, yet-to-be-named public company worth more than $21 billion. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes takes a look at the match.
John Canoip has been a fan of UFC for 15 years. He's a former high school wrestling coach in Southern Arizona, and two of his students became UFC fighters.
I'm just fascinated with the athleticism that I see, and on any given day, everyone's beatable.
Canoip doesn't have much time for WWE, and in the Venn diagram of people who like UFC and people who like WWE, there is very little overlap. But some athletes have been in both.
Introducing the challenger, the baddest woman on the planet,
Ronda Rousey had been a UFC champion. She's now a WWE star. She and many other athletes have big social media followings. This merger is an opportunity to bring all the fans of one to the other, says Brandon Ross, a media analyst at Lightshed Partners. For example, during a WWE match,
bring a UFC fighter on, have them do a little bit of a skit just to drum up interest.
But there could be brand confusion, worries UFC fan John Canoip.
People might think that WWE must be the real thing when it's not.
Some staples of WWE will remain. Vince McMahon's family has run the company since its inception. He is the majority shareholder, but stepped down as CEO last summer amid an investigation for alleged misconduct. He returned this year as executive chairman and will remain in that role with the new company. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.